And I've suggested that you look at all of the things that you have allowed in your past to be the reasons why, particularly in your relationships with your family, and just say to yourself, I no longer have a personal history. You know, I am not attached to any of that at all. I look upon my personal history, and I have for a long time, as one of the great advantages of my life. Because I feel that when we come here, we have a heroic mission, and that it was my dharma, my destiny, my path, if you will, to teach self-reliance. I've never done anything else since I was a little boy. And my entire professional life and all of my teaching and all of the work that I've done, all of the books have all been directed towards just teaching people about self-reliance. And it's almost as if God said, if you really want to teach self-reliance, then you'll have to get your little ass into an orphanage and spend a few years there learning to rely upon yourself. And once you learn how to do that, once you have that experience of how to do that, then you'll never use it as an excuse or a rationale or a reason why you can't get something done yourself. You don't have to blame anybody else. You'll know to rely upon yourself, and it won't be because of something that you learned in a book or that you heard on a tape. It'll be because you have made conscious contact with self-reliance. And you had to have it, and you had to do it. And the people that I have had the greatest amount of respect and admiration for over the years are the people who have been through it, understood it, written about it, or told other people about it, and let it go, and moved on in their life. And if you can't do that, if you're still wallowing around back there in your personal history, well, I like to make a distinction between the things in our lives that we call struggles or difficulties, we'll just call them struggles, and facts. Our struggles and facts, the facts of life. Now, the fact is that I am 6'1". The fact is that I am 61 years of age. Fact is that I weigh 185 pounds. Fact is all of the things that are unchangeable about my life are facts. Fact is that my hairline has receded slightly since I was a little boy, all the way to the back of my neck. These are the facts. Now, if any one of you were to tell me tomorrow, I would like you to come to this lecture hall, and I would like you to be 5'4". And I'd like you to be 30 years of age. And I'd like you to have a full head of hair, please. All right? You would say, well, you can't do that because the facts are such and you can't do anything about the facts. Most of you would agree that you can't be a different age or different height, a different sex, and so on than you are right now. Is that correct? These are the facts of your life. And there's lots of those facts, lots of them. How much is in your bank book, what kind of work you do, what kind of education you've had in your life, and so on. These are all facts. Now, the problems or the struggles that you face in your life are something very different. These are the result of how you interpret things and so on.